Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 91 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2. It's your boy, Hate Zero. You doing
yo,
okay, bud?
Yo, yo.
You doing okay?
What is up, Josh?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I've been better, had better days. But I don't want to take anything away from the people. So what is up, NPC fam? It's your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Thank you for that. I was like, I don't know what I would have done had I not heard that you were my hero. So there we go.
If you say it enough times, it comes true.
Okay.
Nintendo will have voice chat natively. I can keep saying that.
Well, if you guys are watching live or you're watching this on YouTube, you just saw our new intro, which was from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. They were dancing to On Being Human. You can check out On Being Human on Spotify and YouTube. We are the official, unofficial Nintendo podcast. That's what Eric told me to say today. So there you go. You will find the Nintendo Power Podcast wherever podcasts are found. You want to get yourself a free book from Audible? Go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can choose from so many great books. Ones I recommend: Console Wars, Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America, and Ready Player One. All great reads. audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to opseat.com and check out all their chairs, and desks are coming soon. You're going to be able to get an OP Seat desk. So, but the important thing is right now, all chairs are $20 off. And if you use my code, it stacks. So you get $30 off of all their chairs. opseat.com, coupon code N64Josh. Lastly, if you want to start your own podcast, go to podbean.com/NPC. Why do I recommend this? Well, podcasting is one of the best ways to market your brand. So start your own show. Get your content out there. Get it into people's ears. And if you need any help trying to figure some stuff out, hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. Podbean.com/NPC. Hey, that's all the ads. Now let's get to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right, guys, you can watch this show live Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/N64Josh. I got to say hello to everybody that's hanging out with us tonight. Pudding, Nintendo Life, Yikum, Nightcrawler, Joel Mead, Kirby Geek, the OG Nate Dog, the Ginger Doctor. Did I miss anybody? Callie, what's going on? If you're just lurking, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. I'm writing a book, Another Castle. It's taken me a little longer than I anticipated, but I'm not going to rush this thing. So it is still in the works. All right. So it's coming soon. And there's a chance there's going to be a physical copy. So that would be pretty awesome as well. I'm working out the details of that still. So Another Castle coming soon. Hey, you know what? Because we hit 100,000 downloads, thank you, everybody that listens. We're giving away a $60 eShop card. In June, all you got to do is go to my Twitter, look at the pinned tweet. All the details are there on how you can enter, and there's lots of ways to enter. I have a new podcast, Smash Bros. Cast. We record live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 1 a.m. Eastern. Sorry, guys. All about Smash Bros. Nightcrawler and I do it. It's a good time. Mario Kart Mondays on Twitch. Come race with us. We also played a little bit of ARMS this week, Saturday morning Splatoons, and then we got First Look Fridays, where I take a peek at new indie titles that have come out. This week, we're going to be looking at Shantae and the Garage. I'm not sure if the's in front of it or not, but
I think it's the
Garage. So that's what we're going to be checking out. I do want to make a little note. I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so you won't be hearing or seeing a lot from me on Twitch or anything like that. I might do a couple IRL streams, but that'll be it. So if I'm kind of MIA, that's why. So you've been warned. Okay. That's all our stuff. Let's talk about what we've been playing. What have you been playing, my dude?
Well, playing a little bit more South Park. Still enjoyable. If you haven't done it and you're even remotely interested, just do it. Just do it. But I picked up something that excited me more than I anticipated it exciting me. Donkey Kong Country Winter Wonderland. It's not what it's really called.
I didn't get that version.
Tropical Freeze. It's everything you would expect from Donkey Kong Country. It brings you straight back to the old days on the Super Nintendo. The music is amazing. The graphics are gorgeous. I did not beat it in one playthrough on one life like I professed I would. I immediately failed on that by landing on spikes twice. So but yeah, I'm still going strong on that. I'm having a good time. I think the game's awesome. I mean it's a total blue shell. It's a must own. If you own the Switch, it's a must own title. So
there you go, man. There you go. Yeah, I'm reevaluating the way I review things. And I think from this point forward, it's going to be it's going to get a Power Glove rating.
I thought you were going to adopt the shells, man.
The shells. Well, I think because I'm going to draw some graphics where I can have the glove open for 5 and then bring down the fingers, you know? So
what happened? What finger are you going to use if it's a 1?
This one.
That one.
Although if I did the other one, just to be like, this is so bad, this is what you deserve. But no. Yeah, dude, like 4.5 Power Gloves for Donkey Kong Country. So far, everything I've played, I've loved. We're going to do the reviews and stuff right now. Since we play these games, we'll just do the impressions and reviews right now. Then we'll jump into the news and we're not bouncing back and forth. So
yeah.
Loving Donkey Kong, loved playing as Funky Kong. I actually had to stop, though, because I liked it so much more than playing as Donkey Kong just because of his speed.
Oh, no.
And so I'm really, really, the game's beautiful. The sound is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much to love about that game. I think if I had any gripes whatsoever, it's just it almost feels a little more clunky than the Super Nintendo games. Just a little bit, not like it's a very minor gripe. Like I just want to be transparent. Like that's if it played just a little bit smoother for me, it would have been probably 5 Power Gloves. But
wow. Well, if we're grasping at straws, I think I have a complaint too. Yeah, if that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really what it is. Like, the game plays really, really well.
Right.
I want to try to make this as clear as possible. The game has a heavy feel to it. Like the Donkey Kong feels heavy. And I think that might be what I'm saying has a little bit of a clunky feel to it. And I use that term very, very loosely. Like the game still is very smooth and very good. It's just if you're Celeste or Lightfall, it's like these things are just moving all over the place. And now this is slowed down.
I don't want to say it's realistic physics, but I feel like they moved closer to that than they had in the past, maybe. Because you're right, Donkey Kong moves a little heavier. He's a heavy.
So Kirby says DK needs to lose some weight to feel less clunky.
I agree with that. So I have a complaint.
Okay.
Can I bring my complaint up?
Yeah, you can.
Did you play handheld?
No, not once.
I played it handheld initially because I test every game handheld first. I don't know why. And maybe because you have to touch the system to put the cartridge in anyways. Yep. But immediately you fall through. I don't want to get through the story, but something happens. You fall, right? And it's a huge HD rumble. My controller was so loud and violently rumbling, I thought it was going to break. It sounded like I was playing Operation and I accidentally touched the metal and it's like, bzzz. Like, they need to take that back at least 50%. Like, it's way too much. Okay. Way too much on the Joy-Cons.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Not so much on the Pro Controller. Felt good.
Pro Controller, it feels completely fine. I don't think the Pro Controller is like standard def rumble. It's not HD rumble to me. Yeah. Like, it's such 2004 rumble. Like, come on, Nintendo.
Oh, this date we'll be looking at much more tonight.
It's not even a Pro Controller, really. It's like a, like, maybe amateur controller at best. So... I'm loving Donkey Kong. I did not play Funky because I feared what you said, which was that I would enjoy that version and just beat the game like that. And I wanted to play it original first.
Yeah, it's so. Definitely. And I mean, here's the thing, the game, the biggest complaint with the game before is that a lot of people said it was a little bit too difficult. I personally loved the challenge. I loved that I was dying on bosses and had to like figure out the patterns and see what I needed to do. I think I'm on the third world or whatever, I think is where I'm at. And okay. It's just a ton of fun. It's a ton of fun. So if you missed this one, didn't have it on Wii U, highly, highly recommend you get it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I have a couple more quick reviews. We got Lightfall. I know you played it as well.
Yep.
I'm giving this one 3.5 power gloves. It's got an intriguing story, excellent platforming, fast paced, tight controls, beautiful visuals, but a very, very broken final boss that they're actually trying to update from. So I've been told.
Yes, I've heard the same exact thing. They're not just updating it. I think they're completely changing it. Like, that's how bad this final boss is. They're going to start over from scratch, which is kind of unreal. Which makes me not want to review the game yet because I'm not far enough to really get to that critique. If this is that bad, I don't really feel like I can paint an accurate picture. From what I've played... it's very fast. It's forgiving. It's not the punishing platformer that Celeste is. None of it seemed challenging as far as I was. I haven't played a lot, but it wasn't challenging. It was very fluid. Have you reached any challenge drill?
It definitely picks up to where you've okay. got to, but it's one of those things that you can still move very fluidly through. But you've got to make sure you get your timing right. Like, there's a giant wave chasing you, and then you have to get out of the way so it will pass under you. And then another one is right behind it. And so you have to make your way through. And I died a few times because you have to learn the pattern. You know, you've got to learn you almost have like this natural instinct to hit the jump button a second time. It immediately pulls that block. And it's like, if you do that, you're not going to make your last jump because you need to have those things spaced just perfectly so that you can get to the last jump. So there's definitely some challenge there. Definitely fun. This one, I may go back to after it's been fixed and update it. For right now, I'm saying 3.5 power gloves, you know?
Okay.
That's where I'm at. It's beautiful. It's fun, but there is some issues that need to get worked out. The next one here is, I think it's called Nihilumbra. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. it's on the eShop. The reason I bring this one up is because we found something out trying to play it on First Look Fridays. So I'll give you the pros. Interesting story, decent looking graphics, very unique gameplay. Here's the cons. It only plays in handheld mode, and you have to use touch controls to play.
Huh.
So
I don't like that.
Right? We jumped into the eShop during the stream, and sure enough, there's a little icon that only shows... If you go to each game and you scroll down in the eShop, you can see that it has tabletop, docked, and handheld. I'll be honest, I've never looked at those things. I've just like, I see that they're there and don't think that they're that important. This one literally shows just handheld. So if you're like me and you haven't paid attention, like got to pay a little more attention to this. Cause there are some other games like that. So Hate's raising his hand. Go ahead.
So you're telling me that Nintendo will ruin a beautiful cover of a game because you have to download a portion of it with that like huge, ridiculous banner, but we can't get some sort of solid indication that this game only plays in touch control on the eShop?
It's there, but it's tiny, and you have to pay attention.
So, like, before you read it, it should pop up like, hey, silly goose, do you know this is only for handheld with touch controls?
Yes, silly goose. Don't you all know?
Y'all even know about handheld controls? Like, so, that's what it should do.
So I gave it 2.5 power gloves. I was a little frustrated the fact that I had to use the touchscreen. That's not really how I want to play my Switch.
Yeah.
It looked like they could have just mapped the touch controls to your right stick and allowed you to basically paint the way they want you to with your finger anyway. So maybe it'll update. I'm not sure. But if you're looking at this game and you were thinking about it, just be aware that it's only touchscreen, and it is also a mobile game, so you could play it on your phone or whatever. So that is I think it's Nihalumbra. I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right. So that is that. So any other reviews, impressions from you?
Yeah, really quick. I did play a little bit of A Robot Named Fight. I know you talked about it last week.
Yep.
We got the review copy. Really short. It plays like a less fluid Metroid mixed with, you know, a roguelike. So I don't think the controls are as tight as Metroid has ever been. But it's not bad by any means. It's totally playable. So don't take that as like, oh, the game's garbage. It's not. It's playable. Kind of Metroid-like, but a roguelike. So Metroid mixed with a Binding of Isaac or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good way of putting it.
So if that's your thing, it's there, and it's, pretty cool.
Okay. We have a lot to talk about, man. Are you ready to, are you ready? There's a lot here. There's a lot here, and we have one major topic. So here we go. So I'm going to just kind of skip over these headlines. We can talk a little bit about them, but we do have one major thing to talk about, so that we're going to settle on that. But first is Retro Studios writer and cinematic director John Verrill calls it quits after 2 years. And I have a link to his tweet in the show notes. You can check it out. There's only one thing I want to know. What was he doing for those 2 years?
Well, I don't think he will tell anybody under penalty of death. You know, he's probably signed the craziest non-disclosure agreements. But yeah, what is Retro up to? That is the question. That is the question everybody's waiting for E3 to answer.
Yeah, that it. I hope they really like surprise us, shock us, kind of blow us out of the water. I'm ready. What if you had to make just a guess? What kind of game do you think it would be? Maybe not a guess. What kind of game do you hope Retro is working on?
Man, I don't know. I'm hoping they're doing something original. I'm just going to go crazy. I hope they're doing an original RPG.
I'm hope they're doing Diddy Kong Racing. So, you know, whatever.
Well, if we're dreaming, like, not realistic, then yeah, of course the answer is always Diddy Kong Racing, but you know, whatever. No, I don't know. I hope they're doing something original. You know, if we can get them to, I don't even know if they have the license to anything Diddy Donkey Kong related at this stage.
Yeah, they did Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Okay. So
that's why it's so good.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're gonna do. I don't know.
Swing Shifter says they've been adding online NES titles.
Yeah.
Such online. Wasted potential. All right. The best use of Labo yet. Japanese gamer is using Labo to control his wheelchair. I have a link to NintendoLife.com. Did you see any tweets or anything on Reddit about this? He basically built the motorcycle handles and was driving his wheelchair around with it. It was pretty awesome. Not gonna lie. What'd you think when you saw that?
Yeah, it was cool. I don't think there was much to think. Like, people are going to do crazy stuff with the Labo that no one ever thought was the potential for it. It's fun. I'm excited that, you know, people are finding use for this cardboard and you know, getting creative, and hopefully we're, you know, I'm hoping that it doesn't just inspire already, you know, solid programmers to continue programming. I'm hoping it gets kids interested in learning programming and other things, so we can inspire a generation of smart individuals who don't follow the same paths that we did, you know, something like that.
Don't just consume, kids, create.
Yeah, exactly.
Your favorite topic, the 3DS, will keep selling until the Switch becomes a one per person system. This is from the recent investor Q&A. I have a full article up on n64josh.com if you want to check out all 8 pages of this PDF. But they view the 3DS as the entry system that is designed to be played by one person and owned by many people. And they look at the price point of the Switch and say it's more of a one per household console that right. has the ability to be a handheld. And there's still a demand for this thing. And I mean, I read the Discord comments. I read the tweets. I see Reddit. There's a lot of people, a lot of Switch owners that want to see this thing go away. And I know we've talked about it. We've talked about it a lot. How long do you think it's going to stay?
Here's the reality. Here's the bottom line, people. Here is the reality. The 3DS will stick around until the Switch replaces it. At that time, we will get the Switch's replacement. The Switch is going to live in that 3DS handheld. The next Nintendo console will not be a hybrid. It'll be a home console. 8-0, the hero. So, no, that's what I mean. It makes total sense, right? You know, the Switch is too high of a price point to nuke the 3DS right now. What I really wish they would do, and this is going to sound obscure from me, I wish they would re-release the Wii U. Now, with all this interest they've gotten from the Switch, they could sell the Wii U at a very discounted rate, and people would buy the games.
Let it die, man.
Hey, you know, I know.
Would you buy a Wii U right now?
I told you, it sounds crazy. Would I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly would. If they sold a new, like, $100 unit or something, you know, $150. Yeah, I would absolutely consider it, because there's still so many gems on the system that a lot of people like myself didn't play because we'd given up on it.
So that leads right to my theory, which is 2020, we will see no more Wii U ports, and we will see no more 2DS. It will be the year of the Switch. But we got to get through 2019. There's still going to be some ports. You know, and it's what's funny is, like, I even saw I was chatting with somebody on Twitter, and he's like, if I think the tweet said, if Animal Crossing comes out this year, what else is Nintendo going to release next year? And so I gave him a list of ARMS 2, more Splatoon DLC or Splatoon 3,
Metroid 4,
Mario Kart 9. Yeah. You know, just to name a few off the top of my head. But next year is still going to, I believe we're going to see Pikmin, Mario Maker, maybe the Wonderful 101, maybe there'll be a sequel to it, maybe we'll get like a 2-pack, I don't know.
I think in 2019 we 100% get a side scrolling Mario. You know, whether that's Mario Maker, like I'm hoping for, or a new one that's been in the works, or another Wii U port. I think we get a platforming Mario, though.
I'm right there with you. Oh, Mario 3D World is another one that really would be. I mean, it is a shame if that game does not come to the Switch, because it is it is that good. It was another game that like I couldn't put down. It was a Mario game that I couldn't put it down. So really, really good stuff. So 3DS is going to be here for a while. The real question is, what does Nintendo do with this system? Do they keep kind of just throwing old ports? And I mean, Pokemon's leaving. What if we see something like, I mentioned this in Discord, like what if we saw like Advance Wars come back on the 2DS? Is that, and based on what Nintendo's doing there, if there's three commercials that leaked or that at least were shown, I don't know if they leaked, but there's two 2DS commercials and one Switch commercial for this summer so far. I don't know. That's just what was shown. So, but they're really banking on that back catalog. Mario Kart 7, Mario 3D World, New Super Mario Bros. 2. You know, there's the so many Zelda games. I mean, it is really, it's got the virtual console. There is a plethora of Nintendo games on this system. And for somebody just getting into Nintendo, like that's young, or maybe even just, you know, coming back after many years, whatever, you're talking about an excellent, excellent library. But what do they do moving forward? Like we're seeing, you know, Luigi's Mansion, that kind of stuff. I almost feel like they would upset people if something super, like if Animal Crossing came out on 2DS instead of on the Switch, like there would be riots in the streets.
With integrated voice chat.
If it would work on the.
Yeah, I don't know really where they can take it, because you don't want them to waste a solid dev or title on the 3DS, but you can't ignore the install base that the 3DS has, right? So my best hope is some of these games that are kind of fringe titles, like the Sushi Strikers, the Toad Treasure Tracker, you know, these games that can be ported to both systems, I hope they continue down that road, because then you're not alienating your install bases. You're allowing the young people who can't afford a Switch to play, you know, some of these titles on the 3DS, and you're affording people who it's like, I don't want to own both. I have a Nintendo handheld. I don't need two Nintendo handhelds to get some of these titles on the Switch. So I think that's the best scenario that we see going forward. I hope that's what they do.
Quick question about that. How do you feel about the price point of Sushi Strikers being $50?
Maybe there's more content than I think, but for me, I wouldn't pay that much for a puzzle game. I'm just not that big into puzzle games. I think $30 is kind of the cap on a game like that, because I'm not going to get that much enjoyment out of it. But yeah, I feel like it's a little high, but I don't have enough information to say. There might be some great integrations. There may be like 14 different multiplayer modes that we're not sure of. So it's too early for me to say that's a ripoff. The content's not there.
Sure.
But
yeah,
that's a real possibility.
The one thing that I'm thinking about, like we just saw the release of Detective Pikachu, and I'm wondering if we see a few more spinoff titles from Pokemon, not actual Pokemon games, because they've already said those are moving on. But I wonder if like a remake of Pokemon Snap or Pokemon Stadium or, you know, something along those lines that's just kind of an offshoot.
Pokemon Go. I mean, the 3DS does augmented reality, right?
It does. It does. Yeah. So, Grezco. No, that's Splatoon. Grezzo is what I'm. Oh, chat's not going to let me live that one down. Grezzo is working on the Luigi's Mansion port, not Next Level Games, who made Luigi's Mansion Dark of the Moon and Metroid Prime Federation Force. That is a Nintendo Life article you can check out. Again, the question is, what is Next Level working on? Because Dark of the Moon was an awesome game, and I don't care what anybody says, Metroid Prime Federation Force is an awesome game. You just have to have people to play with. That's the problem with it, is it was basically like running a four man or woman raid, like in a game like Destiny or something like that, where you had to kind of work as a team. And so trying to run in solo, not all that fun, you know, Maybe they'd done a little better if they hadn't used the Metroid name, but nonetheless, it was a first person shooter on the 3DS, 2DS. That was, it was very a competent game, like,
right.
Pretty good stuff. So maybe we hear from them at E3 this year. I'd be all right with that. Here's another little bit of crazy news. Nintendo is hiring a new level designer for the Zelda series. Here's the tweet from Black Kite. Nintendo is hiring a level designer for the Legend of Zelda series. Will create events, dungeons, fields, enemies from design to actual implementation. Should have game planner experience on console games and can communicate in Japanese. So, full steam ahead on another Zelda game or what?
That's not surprising. I'm sure they started transitioning people to a new Zelda before we even, you know, before we even played Breath of the Wild. You know, they probably left a few devs to work on patches, to work on some of the DLC, although you could argue that some of the DLC was probably already done. But I think they're constantly working on a new Zelda because these games are so massive and the development cycle is so long. They probably started years before the Breath of the Wild came out.
It's one of those things that we know there's always one coming. Campbell says, just give me another Majora's Mask.
Yeah, hopefully they're working on redesigning Ocarina of Time. That's the real hope.
Well, here's the thing that is exciting. It says we'll create events, dungeons, fields, enemies, right? So dungeons is the one thing that I've just kind of felt. That's the one area that Breath of the Wild lacked in was dungeons and like epic bosses. I mean, for me,
don't hook too much on that word, because when they talked about Breath of the Wild before we ever saw it, I think Miyamoto said, or somebody, one of the designers, somebody said that one dungeon in Breath of the Wild is the size of the entire Hyrule in Ocarina of Time. Well, that's impossible because there are no dungeons. So that was a lie. Thanks for that lie.
Oh, boy.
I'm prepping because I see what the next stopping point is.
Yeah, so.
I see it. I see it.
Guys, I'm going to give everybody fair warning right now. Eric and I are on different sides of the boxing ring with this next topic. He just took his glasses off. Oh, boy.
Digging in.
I'm hoping still friends when this is all over. Nintendo Switch Online plan was announced last night, late. We got price point. We got some features. We got some features that didn't show up. Price point, $20 a year for a family, $34.99 a year. Mm-hmm. Up to 8 Switches can be linked to that family account. While you have the service, it's coming out with 20 NES games with online functionality, with more to be released regularly, is what it says. But it's kind of like the PlayStation Plus thing. You gotta have the service. We're assuming to have this Netflix, right? That's everybody. I've seen that a lot of times today. Mm-hmm. Cloud saves. The internet's upset because, well, Nintendo's the only company that's charging us for cloud saves. Okay. Sorry.
That one I find a little funny, but anyways.
We're not getting any voice chat.
No, we're not.
And we had very long discussions this morning in the Discord. You know, there's sometimes you wish you could hear people's tone or like get the, because like I always feel like I come off like kind of a jerk and I don't even mean to, but tell us your thoughts.
Let's start with the good.
Okay.
I think the price is completely fair. They told us from day one, this is a trial free pass on the internet. We will force you to pay for it at some point. So anyone who's upset, like, oh, I have to pay for internet now. Well, you're kind of wrong because you knew that was coming.
You can't tell people they're wrong on the internet. That's not a good idea.
Hey, I'll tell people whatever I want. I'm the hero. I'm kidding. I love you all very much. Okay, so the price point, I don't think is bad. The family plan, I think they got that right. And that's probably the best iteration of that exists across any of the platforms that I've seen.
That's a huge relief for me, because there's a good chance that, you know, especially if Animal Crossing comes out, we're a minimum 4 Switch household at that point, possibly 5. And so that would have been $100 a year right there. So seeing that, I was like, wow, that is above and beyond from what I was thinking it would be. So,
yeah, I like that. I think they nailed it. So I'm good with that. Cloud saves. You know, people are upset, like, oh, Nintendo's the only one who's charging for cloud saves. Well, not really, because Microsoft's taking some of that Xbox Live money. PlayStation's taking some of that PS Plus money, and they're putting it towards infrastructure. Storage costs money. You know, maintaining the energy to run the servers costs money. So you got to, I mean, obviously Nintendo doesn't have a shortage of money, but they're still in the business of making money. So, you know, $20 a year just for your cloud saves, that's a little steep. But if you don't look at it like that, like, you know, it's $20 for cloud saves, you're getting $20 for the online that was always told was going to be charged. So I'm okay with that. Cloud saves, cool. You know, hey, that's something that should have been there. Something that concerns me is it says for eligible titles. That's not, I don't like that. It should say for every title. So
that could mean updates for older games that maybe the developers like, we've moved on, you know?
Yeah. Well, if one of those games is Breath of the Wild, then what's the point? You know, if Breath of the Wild, yeah, if that's not one of the cloud saves, then don't even bring it. Don't even do it. And Cudi mentions that PlayStation requires Plus for cloud saves. I don't know if that's true anymore. I know that was on PS3. Is that still true on PS4? I thought if you have a silver account or whatever, you get it as well now. But it doesn't matter. I don't care. The answer could be either one. Doesn't matter. So, and Kirby says it could be betas and demos. Right. We don't know for sure. That just kind of scares me.
It could be Celeste. That doesn't get cloud saves.
It better not be. That's game of the year 2018. So, the 20 plus NES games. Neat. Nintendo is looking at what Microsoft is doing and PlayStation. They're saying, yeah, you're getting first run PS4 and Xbox One titles. We got you beat. We're going to give you not one, not two, but 20, 30 plus year old games. Yay. So I'm kidding. That's cool. Hey, free games. That's neat. You know, they don't have to offer that. That's not a requirement. It's just extra on top. So, hey, that's cool. Hopefully that expands to SNES, N64, GameCube down the road. I also want to point out, people are upset we're not getting Virtual Console. They've never said that. They just said it's not going to be called Virtual Console anymore. So Nintendo's still going to find a way to charge you for Breath of the Wild, I'm confident, and I'm still going to buy it at some point. It will happen. So that was the good, kind of.
I'm gonna get in on the good real quick.
Okay.
while the getting is good. I was like, cloud saves. Hey, Nintendo listened, right? The community said we want a way to save our games. So they gave us a solution. And then there's people, I think, that just wake up every morning and they're like, what am I going to be pissed about today? Oh, I see we're getting cloud saves. Well, that's not good enough. No, no, I want SD card to back up my saves. That's what I want. And until they get it right, I'm there's riots. Hey, Nintendo is listening. We're getting 20 games instead of 2 demos each month. All right. That's a big plus to me. Maybe I'm a fanboy. I don't know. That's what I keep asking myself all day. Like, I'm not angry about any of this stuff, but I know, I know why, because it's, I already have the solution. I've had it since the Switch came out. Not everybody has that. Go ahead.
That's,
let us know your rage.
No, keep going with the good. Do you have more good?
I'm looking forward to the retro games, you know, I mean, of course I am, right? They'll be right there. We can actually stream and play competitively on the stream. Like that's going to be super fun. Games like Dr. Mario, even just playing through games like Super Mario Brothers. The one thing I was bummed about in the first 10 games, they don't show Super Mario Brothers 2. Now I know that game isn't co-op or anything like that, but that's like, I love that game. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but I love it. So, but I mean, I'm curious about what does this mean? Are we going to see, like, is it just like leaderboards for some of these games? What kind of changes will we see? I know we've mentioned on here, like, eventually this leads to Super Nintendo. I mean, what if by January or December, they're like, oh, and by the way, here's Super Nintendo games. And here's, you know, what, 64 games. And who knows, maybe GameCube. I'm guessing GameCube games, if anything, will get remastered. Kind of like Twilight Princess did on the Wii U and Wind Waker.
I still want Wind Waker to come to the Switch. I'm hoping that happens.
Yeah, anyhow. They'd be two great titles to see come over there. So chat's already mocking me, saying, what, Josh, a fanboy? Like, I guess that's what I am. I don't know. I try to think clearly about this stuff.
I don't think you're I think you're just playing a fanboy on TV.
on twitch.tv.
Yeah, I don't think so. What else you got that's good? What else didn't we cover?
I mean, those were the main good things to me. Like, and then I had to think long and hard about voice chat because of our conversations today. So we're gonna have some good banter about this. So you kick it off. Bring the salt, baby. Bring the salt. We're ready.
Nintendo has doubled down on the app and is not bringing native voice chat or any form of a party system or improvements there that they listed. Obviously, they could have something else up their sleeve. I don't think so anymore. But they didn't make any improvements in the core online. So essentially, now I'm being charged $20 for a subpar online infrastructure, in my opinion. I mean, that's what it boils down to. We're getting online from PS2 era. And
there was no apps back then, sir.
I absolutely could dial in on my PS2 and play games. And that's essentially what we're getting. There's no party system. There's no voice chat. Like, I've never felt more alone than playing a Nintendo multiplayer game.
Oh, that breaks my heart to hear you say that.
Right? Like, yeah. Yeah. Think about that one.
Okay. But to counter it, last night we did Splatoon with 8 people. Everybody in Discord, which we could have used the same as the app, except for I would have had to run my... The app would have been a worse solution for me in this situation because I'd have to try to run the app into my mix amp, right? Whereas Discord's already in there, pumps into my headphones. I talk into this microphone, stream hears my voice, Discord hears my voice. We're good to go.
Yeah.
And it was a blast, right? I used to do this kind of stuff with Halo where we would, on the Xbox One, we'd get as many people as we could into party chat. And we would just play like as if we were doing a LAN party.
Yeah.
Super fun.
What word did you say there?
LAN party?
No, before that, as many people as you can into
party chat. 16 people to be exact. 16.
Party chat. Yeah. Party chat. And how did you do that? Was it through a weird app on your cell phone, on your cellular telephone, your mobile? was that on your mobile?
No.
No. So, yeah, there's obviously workarounds, and Discord's not a bad workaround, but can you ever say anything other than it being a workaround? It's a workaround.
I mean, it really depends. If you talk to streamers, they don't even use party chat. All they use is Discord. Right. because it's easier to control people's volume and that kind of thing, you know, if they're going to be in your stream with you.
Yeah, if you're doing a raid or something, I'm just and for your scenario, Saturday morning Splatoons, you're not going to use a party chat system anyways. For me playing PUBG with my buddies on a Tuesday night, or I wouldn't do that on a Tuesday night, let's be real, on a Thursday night, Friday night, some night of the week, I just want to simply pick up my controller, put on a headset, and play the game with my buddies. And I just don't love that for me to do that now. I have to rely on a workaround.
I understand. The one game we played yesterday, we played ARMS. ARMS mm-hmm. offers a party system, like a party game where 10 yeah. people can get in. And it just randomly puts you like if you and me and 8 other people were in, like you and I might fight, you know, do a volleyball or then fight each other. And then 3 of us might do like a triangle match and then so on and so yeah. forth, you know, like. And so. That needs like that should have some kind of chat for that, right? Like that would mm-hmm. be that would be great. It's not even on their app. There's no other games on the app except for Splatoon. It's the only game that you can invite people to. And when the devs from Payday were even asked, they said Nintendo's dragging their feet on it.
Yeah.
I have a theory as to why. Kirby says, now if only 10 people in this group had ARMS.
I have ARMS. Just don't use them.
I kind of feel like Nintendo's approach to online and the Switch and online and everything. One, they've always been behind the eight ball, right? Mm-hmm. Voice chat's always been a weird thing for them. They've always wanted to try to protect the kids, you know, that kind of stuff. But there was voice chat in Metroid Prime Hunters. I believe that was the game. You could do voice chat with your DS. Original DS.
Shocking.
I feel like the Switch was Nintendo's. It was an MVP. I wrote this in the Discord today. Minimal viable product. Hey, what do we need to put in this system to get it out there so that people can be playing games? And we get a minimalist system. The interface, very minimalist. Features, some of them kind of lacking for an online console in 2018, but it's also a hybrid, right? Mm-hmm. So then they have it out. They get a bunch of feedback. Hey, why don't we have like cloud saves? Why don't we have, why are you giving us 2 demos and then making us buy games after we're paying for the online system, you know, we're paying for online when other companies are giving away like $900 in free games a year or whatever the case is. Yeah. And my hope is that, hey, triage, let's get the stuff that we can address and have results with the quickest to show people, yes, we're listening. And we're just going to keep voice chat to the app. We know Astro is working on a headset. There's a solution. There's a few different ways people play, right? You will sit with your big screen and your surround sound, and then maybe a single headset like on Xbox, and you can chat with your buddies and you've got your game being pumped in all around you, right? Yeah. Other people want to sit with a surround sound headset on and be able to talk through that. So, yeah.
And I do both on the Xbox. I have both scenarios. I have a stupid Turtle Beach or something. And then I've got, you know, the surround sound. So it depends on my mood.
But either way, you can just talk, right? Mm-hmm. So we know Astro's working on headsets. They could make, it's the Nintendo Stays with the app. They could make a small mix amp that sits by your dock and you could plug everything in and sit back down with your wireless headset and play. Wireless headsets don't always work. I think I talked about it on this show. I had the Halo 5 Astro, right, like A40, A50s. They wouldn't work in my office. I had to go downstairs and they would work. But I have surround sound downstairs, so I have no need for that there. So it's not a perfect solution.
There's plenty of perfect solutions. A USB Bluetooth dongle. Wireless doesn't always work, but it's improved quite a bit in the last 20 years from your Halo headset. I joke, it's been 4 years, but...
No, that's only been like two or three.
It's been like three, right? But and those were a bad design. I mean, you know, because there are other wireless headsets that work just fine. So, you know, give me options. I can plug in to my Switch on the port if I'm docked, or a portable, sorry. Or I can use a USB, just say a USB microphone, whether that's being pumped in through Bluetooth, or if I want to do a 40-foot cable, let that be my choice. Don't tell me I can't do it. If I want to do it, why not let me do it?
I
don't want to do that. I don't want that. But that's kind of I don't like relying on my phone, another piece of equipment. Now, let's say I have a 4-year-old kid. Well, that's a bad example because I don't want a 4-year-old voice chatting with anyone anyways. Yeah, I do. Let's say he's chatting with his cousin, right? Now he's got to use my cell phone to do it. So now I'm sitting there not playing a game, not using my TV, and not using my cell phone. Like, come on.
Most 4-year-olds have their own tablets now, so they should be.
Get out of here. You understand my point. This is just, we have to come up with a workaround. This is a bad. So what's going to happen? Before, a few episodes ago, I was lobbying. I said, I want every good game to come to the Switch, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
I don't think I want that anymore. Honestly, I want the best online multiplayer games to stay away so I can play them with a better online. I'm sorry, but the lack of party chat is big, but for me, the lack of a party system at all is worse. The fact that we can't all party up and, you know, get grouped into the same games easily and effectively. The lack of party system, I just think the whole thing's just, it's so behind, and that's fine. I'm not down on the Switch. I still love the Switch. It still has some of the best games and the games I want to play. But I'm not going to go there for Call of Duty. I'm not going to go there for PUBG, Fortnite. It's just not going to be where I play that.
The thing is, right now you can easily get into a party and play games. Like on Switch, Mario Kart, people just join up on me. That's fine. But yeah, a lot of times in like Splatoon, we are chatting. So I can say, hey, I'm in, you guys can join up. Or I'm talking to chat, hey, I'm ready, you guys can join up. You know, without that, you're going to be shooting text messages because there's no messaging. You know, I understand there's definitely some quality of life things that people want. Yep.
How did you and I meet?
Xbox Live. Random voice chat.
Just random voice chat, right? Yep.
That would never happen with Nintendo.
Can that ever happen again?
I don't know. We wouldn't be here right now without Xbox Live allowing voice chat.
So
how many friendships are not being made? Oh my gosh.
I mean, we joke, but
we gotta take a break.
You joke, but I think that I don't love that. You know, I played Rainbow Six, new one, Rainbow Six. I can't think of the name right now.
Siege.
And if that game can't work on Switch the way it is right now, because unless you're in a full squad, you won't be able to communicate with your team. How do you win if you're not communicating? So I think it's a bad step. Even in Splatoon, like, you have the app, but you can only talk to the other people who are using the app if they're friends with you. It's not for randos.
Correct. But if you join a random world in Mario, like if you join regional Mario Kart on the Wii U, you can turn voice chat on and talk to everybody in that party while you're in while you're choosing your stage, then voices are gone. But they know how bad people swear with Mario Kart, right? Like they know it's just it's literally like swear jar overload when people,
if play they Mario know that, Kart. Why don't they fix the glitches? Like, come on.
It's the blue shells. It's the blue shells.
Yeah. I don't think we're on different sides of the fence on this. I think you see the problem, but it's just not a huge deal for you.
No, it's not a huge deal for me at all. And I mean, I immediately go, like, when you were saying how you were bummed out, like, I was just like, okay, let's get solutions, right? So I'm like, hey, if you plugged a headset into your controller for the Xbox, original Xbox, just plug a headset into your phone, boom, you're now talking. But you've got battery issues, right?
No, I got the solution. I will put my HDMI in on the Xbox One. I'll plug my Switch into that. I'll play through that and party chat on the Xbox. Boom. Boom. Figured it out.
There you go.
Boom. Boom. I got the solution to the problem.
If you
want to party chat, you have to buy an Xbox One.
Not going to lie here. Actually, I've done that. I have, like, because the... No, all I did was just switch the HDMI on my TV. I had my, I think it was the Wii U was plugged in and we were playing probably Mario Kart 8. And to chat, we just jumped into Xbox Live. Everybody got into a party chat. We switched our HDMIs and we raced Mario Kart together. Yeah. You know, so that is kind of a solution, I guess.
Is that different than using my cell phone? Honestly, is that much different? I mean, yeah, you're using another ecosystem. It's actually less expensive than a cell phone, let's be honest.
Right. The only thing is, if, like what you said, if you plug the Switch in, you may be able to get your game audio as well. Possibly. Mm. The way I was doing it, game audio was still just in the surround sound around the TV, and the Xbox controller was sitting next to me. The other thing is, you can get a pair of Bluetooth headphones for $14, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have to plug your phone in, hook up, put one ear in, and playing in your situation where you have surround sound. So there are some inexpensive solutions that don't have spaghetti wires everywhere.
Yeah.
But again, they're not, none of them are perfect, and none of them are as easy as just, hey, I'm online, I see Eric, let me send you a message.
Right. No. Send me an invite.
Because it doesn't, and it's been, even if you had got Payday, wouldn't work. It did not. It wouldn't have worked because I still would have had to send you a text. I mean, Destina, you know, back in the day, there were, before the Switch came out, I texted him and said, my wife and I are calling you and your wife out for Mario Kart. And we got in a Skype call, set the phones down, and, you know, so, but it was, that was the only way we were going to talk. Like, we still had to come up with solutions for this. And so I think it's time. And that's why I'm still hopeful that, like, hey, Nintendo is listening. If it was triage that they were doing and the situation going, we can take care of this and this right now, and then let's continue working on this, because the Switch is continually being updated. The fact they're working with Astro, to me, is a good thing. What scares me with Astro is if they come out with a wireless solution that does what you want, it's going to cost as much as the Switch.
Yeah, because it would need to have dual Bluetooth channels so I could get to accomplish both. Because I don't think they're going away from the app. So the sooner we accept that, my only hope now is that they improve the app to where it's actually functional. I mean, if you look at even the Xbox app, it does everything I would want the Switch app to do. And I think they even included voice chat through the app now. So it literally does everything that the Switch app should have done, but they're just giving that away as a free option. So
Vantakuru has something good to say here. Actually, like, I think he's saying it, you might be saying it as a joke, but didn't Xbox just partner with Discord? Yes, they did. Guess you'll need an Xbox for your Nintendo voice chat. Like, if you got an Xbox sitting near you, you technically could just use it, like, even just use the Discord app, you know? So
I do have one in my living room, and I could just wear the wireless headset and call it a day. Yeah.
Nightcrawler says it's cheaper to buy a plane ticket and to go play in the same room as your friend. Isn't that what Nintendo really wants? Couch co-op only.
and that's, you know what, I'm starting to see that, and that's fine. You know, maybe that's fine for me. Like I said, this, I think these are missteps. I think they're steps in the wrong direction. But it ultimately, it doesn't ruin the Switch for me. Today, I don't have anything worse than I did yesterday. You know, they didn't make the situation worse. Ultimately, they are, you know, giving us cloud saves. They're giving us the free NES games. They also mentioned eShop discounts and other stuff like that. So at the end of the day, I don't have anything less than I have now, and I still enjoyed my Switch for the last year and a half, or however long it's been.
Yeah, and eShop discounts and things like that, I mean, there could be, you could end up paying for your system in a handful of games, right? If they're decent sales, like if they knock, you know, $3 to $5 off a handful of games, boom, you've already paid for that membership.
Do you want to know what I think it's actually going to be? I think all of the sales we currently get are just going to be locked behind a paywall. So,
oh, that's sad. You're probably right.
But if it's like, you know, 5% off every title or something because you're a member, whatever they do. Hey, at the end of the day, we don't have anything less than we had yesterday. And that's fine.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the last thing that I'll throw out here. I think as gamers that are like, I mean, we live, breathe, eat Nintendo, basically, right? I mean, we talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I think there gets to be this assumption like, hey, they've been here long enough. They should understand this stuff. They should know who their audience is. But like, their audience is huge, right? It's not like it's only, you know, males from 30 to 35 that play Nintendo. It's every age group, pretty much. Yeah. I talked to a delivery driver yesterday, and he's like, oh, I wake up every Saturday and play Wii golf with my daughter. I'm like, are you? He's like, yeah, every Saturday. We've been doing it since it came out, you know? So for us who I would consider hardcore, I mean, you know, everybody's definition of that will be different, but we want to be able to sit and chat, play games together, and try to get back to those couch experiences that we had when we were kids, because we may have friends living all over the place. I mean, how many miles apart are you and I, right? Kirby Geek says nerds. Just say nerds. So, but then you do have, and you look at Nintendo's commercials, like the first Switch commercial showed a large demographic of people. Mm-hmm. But then we've seen more family oriented stuff with things like Labo, and the commercials seem a little more family oriented. So they're not perfect. They're going to have missteps along the way. Look at the NES Classic. They didn't think that people would buy that thing, and now they're going to re-release it supposedly this summer. Hopefully that's the that is still the case. But they're going to have missteps, right? And if the Switch, they could have added all these different things. They could have added an audio jack to the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
But how do you add an audio jack to the Joy-Cons? That could be a little more tricky with the HD Rumble and everything that's crammed into those things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not an industrial engineer or whatever. I don't know. But at the end of the day, they're still putting out a decent product. It's just maybe not exactly what we would hope for.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, and yeah, 100%. So still has the games I want to play. Still has, you know, some of the more fun experiences I've had in gaming in a long time. It's still probably the only reason I'm still playing games, to be honest with you. Before the Switch came out, I had lost so much interest in gaming. So I'm not, you know, I just want to be real with everyone. If I see something, I want to call it like I see it. I don't want to try to sugarcoat anything. I'm never going to lie to you guys. You're the NPC fam, and I will always be honest. I don't think this was what it should have been. They can still move forward from this, but we have to assume this is what we're getting, because if we don't, you know, giving Nintendo the benefit of the doubt hasn't worked well, and it sets you up to get very jaded. So that's all.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. So, are we still friends?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I knew this wouldn't be an issue. I think you did too. The chat thought we would fight more about this, but I never thought that. I think it's healthy to have us on both sides of this, because that's about what the internet is. I don't see anyone in between. I see people saying, this is the best thing ever. I can't believe they're only charging $20 for cloud saves. And then I see like, Nintendo sucks. Like, what year is it? So, you know, there's no one in between. So it's fun that we have opposing opinions on it.
I have a few answers from people in the chat. I asked the question, what are the pros and cons? I want to get to it real quick because we are getting close on time. We're actually over, but that's okay. Dark Panda says, can't wait to play Donkey Kong and Legend of Zelda. Kudai says, love the cloud save, Netflix style virtual console. Love the price point. Not a fan of no voice chat on console or messaging. Rhinos, cloud saves are rad. Plus, I'm a sucker for classic games. Never cared for voice chat, so the app isn't really an issue for me. The service as a whole seems kind of boring, but at that price point, it's all right. And then let me get to Patreon here, where I have a few more replies. Let's see. We have replies from... Oh, come on now. Open up. Here we go. This is from David. It says, I agree. Oh, I got to go back one because... Here we go. Let's start with Ben here. Ben says, I like the Netflix. Seems like a good way to appease the people moaning because they can't play 30-year-old games on their new console, whilst also giving indies room to flourish on the eShop. The voice chat thing still worries me. Surely they can figure out a way to use Bluetooth to avoid strangling yourself with wires. this is from Julian. It says, the biggest pro is the price. I think online play and Netflix is a bargain at $20 a year for a single user. It also looks like, I don't like reading this, but it also looks like it can be as low as $4.38 a year if you share the family plan with seven other people, which is ridiculous. I'm not sure I like the idea of cloud saves being linked to a paid service, especially as this is something that that is a standard everywhere else. Having the Nintendo Switch online app as a main chat option is disappointing, but maybe Nintendo will make some changes before the launch of online.
Can I interject with something before I forget?
Yeah.
I saw a complaint where someone was mad because if I pay for my cloud saves and I lose access to the internet, how am I going to get those? Well, if you don't have access to the internet, you probably aren't pulling cloud saves, are you? Like, come on, people. You're just complaining to complain at this point. Like, make up something better than that. That one was funny. So anyways, back to you.
Last thing Julian says here was, it was nice to finally get some information, but right now the online service just isn't that exciting. And last from David here says, I agree with Julian that the price is the main benefit, but he also brings up a good point about the cloud saves being tied to the payment. That strikes me as a little bit problematic. It's pretty clear that Nintendo is being very conservative on the parental controls option. And unfortunately, that is detracting from the attraction towards older users. I wonder what their actual player base split is. Regardless, I hope they find a good way to please both audiences. So, and that, I mean, and that's the thing to think about too, is like how, like you and I talk about, like, yes, we want voice chat. Kirby Geek's like, I wouldn't meet anybody if there was voice chat. I still would ignore them. You know, like it's such a wide range. And I wonder if it's one of those things where like the vocal minority is like, give us voice chat. And everyone else is like, who cares? You know,
I hope that's not the case, but I think even Kirby would agree that it's a nice option for people to have, even if she's not going to use it. You know, I think it should be a standard for everyone. And that's your choice. If you don't want to use it, you don't want to talk to people because the player base is too toxic, that's fine. I support that.
But give me the choice.
Give us the choice.
Yeah, give us the choice. Give us the choice. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Here we go. thank you everybody for being here with us live. We really, really appreciate you. Mr. Hate Zero, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Hate Zero with an X. I want to give a quick shout out. If you are in one of the 9 cities remaining on Kid Koala's tour, I was fortunate enough to go before and after the show. He is hanging out by the 2 Floor Kids machines that they have set up, and you can play him at the game. Super down-to-earth guy. Check out his Twitter, you know, whatever you want to do. But best show I've ever been to, hands down. So there you go.
All right. Guys, you're going to find me on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, N64Josh. Check me out there. Also Facebook. Anywhere you are on social media, I guarantee you I'm there too. Just look for N64Josh. You can now follow the NPC on Twitter. It's been there for a while, but it's NPowerCast. If you want to follow there, Smash Bros. Cast also has a Twitter, Smash Bros. At Smash Bros. Cast. Hey, if you want to shoot us an email, npc@n64josh.com, and we can read your emails here live on the show. audibletrial.com/npc. Get yourself a free audiobook. Help support this show. OP seat, guys. It's the chair I'm sitting in. It's the chair I stream in. It's the chair I love. opseat.com. All chairs are $20 off. My coupon code stacks, so you get $30 off your chair right now. Code is N64Josh. I do have a Patreon. For just $1, you get an extra podcast each month, and it helps support the show. There are other tiers available as well, so you can go and check that out. Hey, we do have t-shirts. Nintendo PowerCast t-shirts. You can find them at N64Josh.com/store. We want to hang out with you. We want to talk to you. Come hang out in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. If you're looking for people to play with, if you're looking for people to argue about Nintendo with, we are the right place. We are the right place. So come hang out. We want to hang out with you. Lastly, if you have a second, you can rate and review on iTunes. We really want to hit level 5, and we need your help to do it. So if you have a minute, let us know how we're doing on there. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody that's here live, thank you so much. OG Nate Dog, Van, Nightcrawler, My Knee, Kirby, Yikum, Pudding, Swing Shifter, Tadawaka. If I missed you and you're still here, thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it. And we will see you in the next episode.